Hello and welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy Duplantis, and it's always a joy for me to welcome you into my Studio C. And today I have my friend Chrissy with me.
Yes, ma'am.
It's just us two today.
It's just us two,
the dynamic
ladies.
Duo.
Oh, I love that, Miss Kathy. The dynamic glorious duo.
Glorious duo.
You gotta put the word glorious in there.
That's right, because we're getting ready for our glorious conference. It actually starts tonight.
Tonight.
This is March the 8th. Tonight's at 7 p.m., Saturday, March the 9th. That's tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. We'll go all the way to noon. Registration and admission's always free. There's still time to get here.
Yes.
And it's at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana. You can go to jdm.org for all those details. And it's going to be so amazing.
It's,
people that are
yes.
in the area, make sure you come. Bring a friend. If you're not in the area and you can't make it here, you can always watch it on all of our platforms.
Yes, but if you can, make sure to get here because, Miss Kathy, I'm telling you, every time I talk to the ladies, they say it's just something about driving onto the grounds and getting in the presence of God with women of like precious faith.
That's
getting
right.
ready to stomp the devil in the head
yeah.
because we're glorious ladies.
That's right.
We need to celebrate ourselves
yeah.
and Jesus.
We're going to get down with our glorious self.
Yeah, we're going to have a celebration.
Say.
It is a glorious celebration.
And I think you told me about some friend of yours who maybe couldn't come to the Friday night, but
yes.
they made it to the Saturday, and this year they're coming to the Friday and Saturday and bringing someone.
Yes, Jacqueline. And if she's watching, hey, Jacqueline, I can't wait to see you. It's going to be awesome. And she actually wrote on Facebook
oh, okay.
and shared with her friends last year, and she said, fulfillment, affirmation, anointing, fellowship, and the Holy Spirit filled the sanctuary at the 2023 Glorious Women's Conference. Mm-hmm. There was even a surprise visit from Brother Jesse. I heard confirmation of many thoughts and was enlightened on others. It touched me. Thank you, Pastor Kathy, for welcoming me with open arms. Well, thank you, Jacqueline, for coming and for coming this year and bringing your friends. It's going to be fun.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yes,
can't
ma'am.
Wait. I'm looking for you.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll be looking for you, too.
Yeah, I will
You're
be here.
You're going to be singing, right?
I will be singing. I will be everywhere.
She's a multitasking girl.
Oh, well, thank you. We have been preparing for this since last year, really.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, your scripture that the Lord put on your heart, having a glorious celebration.
Yes,
and
yes.
that's what I just get. I'm excited that we can have time to be together, to shut off all the worry in the world that the world tries to provide with us and just say, you know what, we're not even thinking about that. We're getting in the presence of God and we want to hear what He has to say.
Yeah, and living for God is such a fun thing.
It's
such a joyful thing. I can't even imagine living a life that I have without God.
That's right.
And I was just such a young woman when I got born again, but every year it's been so much more fun. And I just want to ignite other people's faith, other
yes.
people, let them know that they can have a glorious life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, years ago I had women's conference, like this one will be the 25th year where I've had a women's conference every year. And the very first one was in our church service. So it's a blessing to know that we've been doing this every year. Women have been coming back. Many of them have been coming for all of them.
That's amazing.
And but each year it gets better. Imagine, you can't think, how could it ever get better? But
yeah.
every year does. So I believe this year will be the best yet. I can't
yes,
say ever.
Started doing that because of you.
Best yet.
Best
because
yet.
Every year I expect, we should always be increasing,
mm-hmm.
always be advancing, always be expecting more from God. And especially this year when we're our theme for the ministry is give God a job.
Oh,
I believe
so
that
love it.
If you come here expecting an answer for your whatever you're believing for,
yes.
you're going to get it. I believe
yes.
that. God has put it on my heart to have a time of personal ministry as well. I'm really looking forward to that because
mm-hmm.
it's important for that. And it's we often do that at the conferences, but this year is going to be a targeted time of letting the Holy Spirit move and do what He wants. Because really the scripture that the Lord put on my heart, it talks about, it's the Passion Translation of that verse. It talks about when people are born again, there's a glorious celebration in heaven.
Oh, I love that.
So the new birth is so important because it unlocks all the other promises. Once you come to God, you have basically a buffet of everything you could imagine
yeah.
that belongs to you, promises in the Word of God. God really does want you to live a glorious life. And that's what we're going to celebrate at the conference. And this is what we celebrate every time we do anything here at Just Duplantis
it's
Ministries.
It's so good. Oh, you got me all stirred up, Miss Kathy. That, to me, just even looking back on some of the past conferences and
mm-hmm.
everything you talk about, it all is surrounded by the Word of God, delving into it. Like you said, the buffet that we have available.
That's so good.
And how important the Word of God is. And I actually just want to talk a little bit about this clip that we're about to show.
Oh, okay.
It's from 2013, a women's conference. And you talk a little bit about how words are so important. And you have a cute little story to go with it, too.
Okay.
Yeah?
I can't wait to see it.
It's going to be fun. So check it out right now.
That's right.
I remember using the Word of God and believing God for my husband to be saved. I remember you, and he got saved. And I remember believing God for finances in my house, and finances came in. I sow and I believed. Healing in my own body, putting the Word to work, putting it in my mouth and in my heart, and continuing to speak and declare it. God's Word is power. I love it. You know, even my little grandbaby is learning about words. She did the most amazing thing in the car just a few weeks ago. So cute. She was kind of aggravated about something. I really don't know what, but every now and then she gets an attitude. She thinks she's the boss of the house. She really is, but we don't want her to know it. But she, because we want to do everything to please her. We just want her to have the most wonderful life. And God is the same way. He's always looking for ways to make it better for us and to make it more life more enjoyable for us. And it was so sweet. We're just like God. So here it is, Meredith, here sitting in the car. Jesse and I had taken her for the Saturday, had a beautiful Saturday morning playing with her. We brought her to the mall to this little spot that has this bouncy thing. Like she likes to, it's almost like a bungee cord that's strapped around and she goes way up in the air and she just loves that. So she had a fun day and she was having a good time, but here she is in the car and all of a sudden she got a little attitude and she started putting her hand at me like she's going to tell me something. I said, ah, honey, you're going to respect your Mimi, I told her. And so, you know, she kind of stopped and she didn't go where she was going to go. We got to teach the girl, you know. Got to teach her. And she's very teachable, so precious. But Jesse's in the front seat because I sit in the back with Meredith and we play. And so Jesse's in the front seat and he looks at the mirror through the mirror and looks at me and says, like, what's going on? What's going on that you had to tell her that? Because I had to give an account to what I did to him, why I spoke harshly to Meredith. That was harshly to him. Anyway, I said, oh, no, it's okay. Meredith's fine, because I didn't want to feed that, you know, because sometimes they want sympathy, the little ones. And the big ones. Anyway. All of us from time to time have been a drama queen, you know, more times than we like to admit. So here it is. I didn't want Meredith to know that what I was thinking. I didn't want her to know what I was saying because she might do it, you know. So I said, oh, she's fine, grandfather. She's just being M-O-O-D-Y. And so she right away picks up on that and just can't stand it that she's left out of the conversation. And she says, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And as soon as she said it, y'all were laughing, so I didn't say it because I didn't want y'all to lose it. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. That's a word too, Mimi. It was so precious, and I just nodded at her. Of course it is. Of course it is. If you say so, honey, it's a word. We're going to make it a new word. We're going to figure something out. It's A, B, C, E, F, G. But even little bitty like that, you know, she's learning letters in school, and she's knowing that they make up words. Words are important. Words are powerful things. Amen? And when we learn God's Word and we put it in our heart and let it come out of our mouth, it changes lives.
I love that one. You know, I love looking back, although I looked a lot younger and I was a little thinner.
Oh, come on.
But I love those purple shoes. Did you check out my purple shoes?
Yes, I checked out the whole outfit. Let me tell you, it was a stunner. You're looking fly.
But, you know, that brought back such beautiful memories. I remember that day when I told Meredith, you know, I know how she should respect her Mimi. And then she just, and my husband was wondering what happened. Mm-hmm. And that was so cute when she says, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. That's a word too, Mimi.
That's my favorite part. And I love how you pause it. Like you let them laugh at the A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And then you said, wait. But then she said, that's a word too, Mimi. Yeah. Like she knew. And I can relate to that now, having a little girl and talking about how, you know, she had her wrapped around, y'all were wrapped around her. Wait, no, I'm saying this wrong. She had you all.
Wrapped around her little finger. That's right.
And she still does. Yes. And see, that's how I feel with
but
Sophia.
But you still teach them respect.
Yes.
But what I loved about that is I wanted the people to know that day that words are important. Even as a child, you learn the value of words. And the Word of God has been given to us so that it would be spoken. The Word of God was spoken. I often say this. and so that it would be written, and it was written so that it would be spoken. So God wrote down some things His Word, but He wants us to read it, get it in our heart, and let it also come out of our mouth, mm-hmm. because words are containers. God used words to create the universe.
Yes,
I often
sure
say
did.
That when I preach. Uh-huh. But I just want to inspire people to realize the Word of God is so powerful. The most, the Bible talks about how heaven and earth will pass away, but His words will never pass away.
Oh, it's so good. And then to watch our own words, too. Mm-hmm. I think that that's something that, you know, we can get so caught up in the day-to-day activities, and we don't even know what we're saying. Mm-hmm. But then the devil tries to sneak in our mind, throw some things at us, but we're actually allowing him to have territory in our lives when we go ahead and use those words.
So, yeah. So we can choose what we're going to say.
Yes.
And don't, and instead of saying what the devil says or what your mind may tell you, speak the Word of God and your life will be changed forever.
Yes, indeed. And I know there's going to be a lot of speaking the Word of God at the Glorious Conference.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be good. Don't forget, you're going to be here March the 8th. That's tonight. It
starts tonight.
7 p.m. Doors are open at 6, and ladies are going to be lining up. I know.
Lining up at the door. Ready for the fun and all that good stuff.
And then Saturday the next day, if you can't make it here tonight, make it here tomorrow
the
morning.
The Glorious Talk panel is going to be powerful
so
as
good.
Well.
So good. Surprise guest for that one,
we
too.
We do have a surprise guest, and you don't want to miss that. All right. Are you ready for another clip?
I'm ready.
Okay. So this is from 2015. This is actually one of my favorite.
Okay.
And it's all about what we should hunger for as children of God, as daughters of the King. Check it out.
God doesn't want you lukewarm or cold, you know. He wants you hot. Hot mama's in the house. We're going to give a whole new definition to that phrase. Every time I hear that phrase, I cringe. I say, "Ugh." You know, I was telling a friend of mine this the other day. I said, you know, because I am a serious woman for God. And I want to be taken seriously. And I remember going to women's conferences in the past, and all they talked about was stupid stuff. And I said, I never want to. I mean, we can have fun. But I want to hear the Word of God. I want to hear words that will transform my life. That will propel me higher in Him. Words that feed my spirit. You know, my spirit gets hungry. It stays in a hungry sense. You know, and I've been dieting. I don't know if y'all noticed, I lost 10 pounds. And so the goal is always to find some that makes me look even less. And I don't always achieve that. Sometimes I wear things that don't help me out, but. And so I found out that the less I eat, the less I want. I can miss meals a little easier now than I did, say, 2 months ago. And so in the same way, when you eat more, you want more. I'm telling you, I had this habit of every time I went to watch a movie with my husband, I had to crack open a pint of butter pecan Haagen-Dazs ice cream. And I just loved it while I was eating it, but I beat myself up every time afterwards. Why did you do that, Kathy? You know better. Don't do that again. The next night, I'd eat it again. But the illustration of it is the more you eat, the more you want. And so when you make sure that you spend time in God's presence, it creates a hunger within you for even more of Him. And so you need to cultivate that. There's some good things to be hungry for.
You know, Miss Kathy, I really identify with that.
Really?
When you were talking about how you're eating your butter pecan ice cream.
I'm addicted, I must say. I got to work on that habit.
I'm addicted to a few things like that myself.
But, you know, I'm also addicted to some good things.
Yes.
And you could trade those old bad things with some good things. I'm addicted to the Word of God. I'm addicted
Amen.
To seeing people's lives changed. I'm addicted to just serving the Lord and getting to know Him better and better every single day.
Well, you know
day.
What? You're really good at it.
I mean,
thank you. But it's so true. As women, we tend to beat ourselves up. Mm-hmm. About certain things that, you know, we're enjoying ourselves, we're eating our butter pecan, we're doing the best we can. But then to bring that whole, I love how you use that analogy, to bring it back to what we truly should hunger for, and that's Jesus. And doing conferences like this is really how to fulfill that hunger for
Him. That's so true. And I was just thinking about how it's really not bad, because there's a scripture in the Bible where it talks about how they hadn't read the Word for I don't know how long it was, but they finally found the scriptures or the commands of God, and they read them as a nation. Mm-hmm. And then the old people were weeping, and then the prophet tells them, this is not a time to weep.
This
is a time to eat the sweet and you know, drink it, eat the sweet and whatever,
yes.
Celebrate, give gifts to people. So there is a time to celebrate, and I believe glorious is that time. That's what our theme is, you know, celebration.
Yes.
So it's a glorious celebration, and this is what's going to happen at Glorious. And I know people are going to leave with testimonies. I cannot wait to see what's going to happen.
Oh, so good.
It's going to be so,
so good.
And every time we get together, it's such a blessing.
It sure is. I have one other testimony I think would be perfect for this. It's Andrea from Facebook. She said, I had a glorious time at the women's conference in Destrehan with some sweet friends. I even won Pastor Kathy's new book, Suited for Success. I'm looking forward to reading it. The message Pastor Kathy preached was anointed and powerful. Mm. Isn't that amazing?
I love that.
So people are getting resources. They're getting equipped to take back with whatever they learned and bring it back to where they are in their corner of the world. That's what it's all about.
That's so good.
Being with ladies of like precious faith and just knowing that no matter what you're going through, whatever you're facing, mm-hmm. that God is on our side and He has plans for you to prosper and live that glorious life in Him. If you have Jesus within you, there's no stopping you.
There's no stopping. You have everything. But you know what? At the conference, we got gifts.
We got gifts.
We got even more. Yes,
what's a celebration
more?
Without gifts? But wait.
Yeah, and
there's
so,
more.
So we have I think we have our merch. We call it our merchandise.
Oh, yeah, we got some great merch.
Yeah, and so, but we're going to give away a lot of that at the conference. Each the Friday night as well as the Saturday, we're going to do some giveaways. I think you also do giveaways online.
We do. We have some online giveaways. So if you can't make it, we really want you here. But if you can't make it, don't worry. We have some fun ways that you can win online. I'll be announcing that at the end of the conference after we're done our glorious giveaways. And, you know, I just want to mention our magazine.
Okay.
Look how beautiful it is. Miss Kathy's on the cover in her purple.
And the same jacket, by the way.
This was planned, wasn't it?
I love this jacket.
It is a beautiful jacket. And then look.
Every chance I get.
Who's she right there?
Oh, yeah. She's in the beautiful sweatshirt.
Yeah, and you can win
one. And there's
the
t-shirt.
And you can win one. If you come to the conference.
Okay.
That's one of the giveaways.
Okay, good.
But it's beautiful. And so just thought I'd mention that. We're having a good time. Can't wait for the conference tonight. And I have two more clips, Miss Kathy.
Okay.
This is from 2017 and also from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the first clip is about the thriving season.
Oh, wow.
About how you're always in a thriving season mm-hmm. when you have God, when you have that vision.
That's His best for you. He
it
really
is.
Wants you to grow and mature and be blessed in everything you set your hand to do.
Mm-hmm.
So God wants us to thrive. So let's hear it.
Yeah. Let's hear it. Take it away.
Daily read His Word. God's Word, we know, is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. And when you spend time in God's Word, He helps you to understand every good path. Those are all Psalm verses. His words are filled with creative power. And so when you put His words into your ears and let it go down into your heart, and then let it come out of your own mouth, then you're thriving. And it doesn't matter what it looks like today, you've stepped into your thriving season. And so when God gave me this vision to start the church, that's what I told Him. We don't have a lot going on now, but someday we will. And so over the years, many things have gone on through the church, and God continues to grow it and multiply it, and so many people's lives have been changed. And so it's just important. I just wanted to say that to illustrate that we have to stick to the vision that God puts on our heart. Amen. Because lives are standing in the balance of it. I saw a vision of the church when I was in the glory. And it was just like a sped up image where, you know, how you see those images of the highways where the lights of the cars and they're just going through. It looks almost like veins in an artery. Well, I just saw that coming through the doors. And that's just lives that were changed, not just when they came here, but when they left with a message, they changed lives when they left here. And this is how it needs to be when people encounter us, you know, whether it's in our churches or individually in person, they need to be changed in some way. I love seeing all those old clips.
Me
you know,
too.
Part of me does, part of me doesn't. But
look, I think
it's
you look
not
fabulous.
Easy to look at yourself. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, believe me, Miss Kathy. Being 9 months pregnant in these chairs, looking back at those episodes, that wasn't too fun.
Aww. Seeing,
but you know, we have Sophia, so that's some good stuff.
That's
we have
all
some
right.
good
it was
clips.
Worth it all.
Yeah, it was worth it all.
And you know, every bit of effort, we're putting a lot of effort into the conference. We do it every year. Yeah. We've been planning the one that starts tonight for a whole year. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait for them to see the decorations. They're going to
yes.
be over the top. I mean, they're just amazing. And it's special, especially if you're here, but you'll be able to see it online as well.
It's so great.
It's fun. Lots of people are working together. We've been praying. We've been expecting things. So I believe that tonight is going to be fulfillment of all the things that we've been believing
yes.
for. You know, our theme is give God a job. And we gave him a job. Lord, we want the best,
yes.
glorious conference yet.
Yes.
And I believe it will be.
And he fulfilled it. And you know, our Simply Put girls, they do such a great job with
yeah.
the decorations. They've been on the show numerous times.
Yes, yes.
And their joy in doing it. That's mm-hmm. what I love. See, when I see the decorations and I get to work alongside of them and getting it ready, there's really a beautiful servant's heart in them and everybody working together.
Yeah. And you know, the heart of the whole thing is to glorify God, but also to make it the best experience for the ladies that are coming. And
mm-hmm.
some men, of course, come in. We have some men who serve. We have men that will even be on the platform in the worship team
yes.
serving. Because it's a joint effort, an effort by the whole ministry is involved here at Jesse Plantis Ministries,
mm-hmm.
as well as the church volunteers
yes.
are all working together. Because
yes.
our heart is to make sure that you come here and you feel the blessing of God. I think the Spirit of God is just... And it's intensified when everyone comes
yes.
together with one mind and one accord to bring glory to God and to bless Him and
mm-hmm.
to have a place where people can feel the presence of God. They tell me all the
oh,
time when
yes.
they drive on the property, they sense the presence of God. And so this is really a holy place.
It is.
We dedicated this time, this special time, set it apart just for you, just for the women that God is sending here that's going to be here at this during this conference. And I believe it will be communicated to those that will be watching online as well.
Oh, I definitely know
you're going to sense
it.
The presence of God. Your needs will be met. God will charge your faith with a spirit of expectation,
ooh.
And you'll begin to expect celebrations in your life. Answered prayer, things that you've been looking for and believing for many years, I believe are going to come to pass.
I know it. And I just encourage you, if you're watching right now, you can't make it to the conference, just write down, type it for Team JDM. We read everything.
Yes.
You know, we mention it all the time. We always pray over your prayer requests, or we love to read your praise reports. But make that list. You know, Give God a Job's our theme.
Yeah.
And when Brother Jesse preached it at the church, he had everybody write down their vision and bring it to the altar.
Right.
And he prayed over it. That was such a powerful moment in the house. I think we should carry it out for Glorious too, just to write what you're believing for in the comment section if
Amen.
You can't make it. And Team JDM can pray over it and we'll believe with you. That's what I love about JDM, the whole ministry.
Mm-hmm.
You and Boss, y'all never say there's nothing that you can't do through
right.
God.
Right, nothing's ever impossible with
no,
our God. In fact, that's
right.
the basis of that scripture for our theme for this year when God asked the question, is anything too hard for the Lord? There's nothing
no.
that's too hard for the
not
Lord.
Not at all.
I remember giving him many faith projects. I cut my faith teeth on Jesse Duplantis.
You did, and it worked.
Yeah. And so, I mean, there are many other things that I've, over the years, that I've applied the Word of God to, trusted God, and seen it come to pass, whether it be
yes.
healing, financial favor, financial blessings, favor, different things, family salvations. There's no limit
really
to what
isn't.
God can do in your life. He is a beautiful Savior, loves to do good things for His good kids.
Oh, I love that. As good kids. See, we're His good kids. We're not His bad kids. We're on His good side.
Well,
He loves us.
You know,
us.
Even when you come to God, you don't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think they have to clean up their life before they come to God.
Mm.
But God will receive you just as you are. He's the one who does the cleaning up.
Oh, I love
you come
it.
To Him just as you are, and when you do that, give Him your life, He turns it into something glorious.
Something glorious, and no shame, no condemnation. I
That's
love when
right.
Boss says that He actually expunges our record.
Yeah, it's as though it never existed.
To me, that is some glorious living right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the enemy is the one who comes back throwing doubts or condemnation, but God is always lifting you up. He's the glory
Ooh.
And the lifter of your head,
oh,
He says.
Oh, praise Jesus. See, it is a glorious celebration when you talk about Jesus.
Yeah.
And when you look back on these clips that we chose, you know, everything from your words are important
yes.
to you have to hunger for the right things.
Yes.
You need to be thriving. You need to take what you've learned and carry it out.
Bring it out.
To your corner of the world. All those principles are timeless.
You know, I've often learned that... testifying or witnessing to other people about the Lord is like spiritual vitamins.
It
feeds you, it builds you up. Mm-hmm. So it's not when God gives something to you, there's something within you that wants to give it out.
That's so good.
He makes a deposit, but he wants you to bring it to people that they can make a withdrawal from what he's placed in your life. And when you do that, this something happened. There's like a divine exchange between heaven, you, and the person that you're communicating it to. So it's like you said, it's important that, I believe that when you come to the conference, whether you watch it in online or in here in person, you're going to receive a deposit from the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
So much so that when you leave, it'll be tangible. It will be able to be shared with those that you meet in your home, you maybe a place that you work, or just strangers that you meet, that they'll see that there's something different about you. Because when you leave a celebration, it's always evident.
That's always good.
And we know about celebrating here in New Orleans.
Believe me, we've
all just come through the Mardi Gras celebrations.
This is a good kind of
celebration.
But this
is going to be over the top, the best yet, and it's going to be amazing.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so excited for it. I can't wait. The countdown's on.
Yeah.
We're getting ready.
That's right. It won't be long, and then the place is already ready. The decorations are out.
Mm-hmm.
The celebration will begin at 7 p.m. tonight. This is here, right here at Jesse Planet's International Headquarters here in Destrehan, Louisiana. Admission again and registration's always free. There's never any charge to come to any program that we have here at the ministry.
Yes.
And it's going to be amazing. It's great worship, powerful worship, mm-hmm. fun things are planned.
Yes.
And I just want to meet you here. I believe that God has a special blessing for you.
Oh, I know it. And I'm ready. I'm ready to hit the ground running and have a great time in the presence of God and just really and take what you have, Miss Kathy, that the Holy Spirit's downloaded in you and let it stir us up. And like you said, the joy of the Lord's contagious.
Yes.
And when women get together, you never know what's going to happen. It's going to be just off the charts awesome.
You don't know what's going to happen, but you know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Actually, you know it's going to be glorious.
It's going to be glorious. Better than butter pecan ice cream. Can you believe it?
Oh, a lot better.
Yeah.
Because you don't have any calories. No inches are going to come on.
Yes, actually, we might be burning a few calories running around the throne room.
Hey, let's hope. So we're going to look better when it's over than when we come through the door.
Come on.
Everybody's going to be stronger
prophetically.
Spiritually, physically, and every other way that you can imagine.
Glorious living. That's what
Hallelujah.
It is.
Hallelujah. It's going to be great.
Yes, ma'am.
And I hope to see you here. Please, please don't forget to tune in. Maybe and share it. Maybe there's still time to plan a watch party, and that's always so much fun to watch with other friends.
Always a good time.
That's right.
Always a good time to really talk about what God's doing in your life and to dream, to be a dreamer, and to think about His beautiful, great future He's planned just for you. It's unique in Him, and it's just for you to take and to run with.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Remember, you can have a glorious life, and I believe that you'll be watching tonight, watching the program tonight and tomorrow. The online services are going to be free, so make sure that you take the time to do that, and I hope to see you right here, right back in Studio C for another Glorious Living program, and I'll be looking for you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
We're positioned for the greatest revival this world has ever known. We are looking forward to the great return of our Lord Jesus Christ, and He's going to need every one of us to be enlisted and on the front lines of doing what we're called to do. This promise of Jesus is available to whosoever for whatsoever. It's for you. Keep moving higher and farther and give God the glory.
Glorious, a conference for women, Friday, March 8th and Saturday, March 9th.